Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show on ASI Radio, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we're having some fun here in the studio this morning. So thank you for joining us. We've already called Joe a tool this morning. So, Joe, how are you?
Like we do every day.
I'm feeling very toolish today, Andy.
Oh, we even got a laugh track on the background.
Good one, Craig. He did know Michelle? What the Ides of March were, though, much
he
to
did.
My surprise.
We had a little wager on whether Joe Haley would know what the Ides of March
Wait,
are.
Wait, it was all and of me?
I bet on you. I bet on you. And you nailed it. And Michelle now owes me something yet to be determined.
Beware of the Ides of March. Right, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Let's not go any deeper because then nobody will know what it is. Kathy, how are you today?
Good.
That's it? Just good?
Yeah, I'm awesome.
You're feeling a little under the weather like
a
I
little
am
bit
too,
like
right?
you, yeah.
We're going to fight through it though, right?
Yes, we are.
We're
going
to try.
We're rallying.
We're rallying. Nice. I like that. Rally. Rally the troops, people. All right, we also have Craig Veltri and Vinny Driscoll here in the studio with us today to have some fun. We're going to be talking
about Michelle.
You didn't say hi to Michelle yet.
I did say hi to Michelle.
Michelle, the Big Neal Award winner.
Yeah,
that's a
on,
good
Andy.
Point.
Yes.
I didn't say that. We
well,
all need
thank
to
you.
Congratulate Michelle
thank
for
you.
Winning
Yay.
The Pulitzer Prize of Business Journalism last week at a reception that we were at in New York. Michelle, how did that feel?
It was delightful. It was so much fun being there. It was great.
Okay, Michelle Uh-oh. Just Michelle just hurt herself. Being so nice and kind, but
no,
seriously.
Seriously, it was awesome to get the award. It was great being there with you guys. New York's not my favorite place. That said, it was nice to get the award.
On the other hand, New York is my favorite place, so we have our little odds. We're at odds here today, but we'll fight through that as well. All right, so we are going to take your calls on how you can get your employees help in boosting your company's bottom line. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979 if you have any questions about saving money or how to get employees involved in your company's profitability. Give us a ring. Again, the number is 215-953-4979. Outside of that, Joe, what else are we going to talk about today?
Well, next week we'll all be in the Big Apple. Well, not all of
not
us.
Me.
A lot of us will be there for the ASI show.
And you will
New
be
York.
There.
Yeah, and we're going to give everyone a little preview of what's coming up. What are the top business investments to make right now? Anyone?
Gold.
Okay, we don't know yet. Michelle's going to let us know there. And one of the worst things that can happen is you got a customer comes in, they buy one or four order from you, and you never see them again. So Kathy's going to tell you how to turn those customers into repeat buyers. We also have some consumer product trends that translate to ad specialty sales. The hottest market right now is – the hottest trend in marketing right now is –
social media?
No, but if you stay tuned long enough, you'll find out from me. We also have preview of April Counselor from Andy Cohen. Our favorite things. If we have some time, I'll get something off my chest. But let's start the whole thing off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. We begin this morning with inflation news. It's going to cost more to buy T-shirts soon. The cost of cotton has doubled over the past year, eclipsing $2 per pound last week. After a long run-up in cotton futures a year ago, the price was less than $1. On to some more positive general economic news. A new survey from the National Federation of Independent Business shows that optimism of small business owners was at a three-year high in February. Respondents also said their hiring outlooks are brighter today than at any time in the past 2 years. Check out Promogram today for details. Product safety news now. The CPSC launched its saferproducts.gov public complaint database on Friday. Despite congressional and manufacturer objections, consumers will now be able to log and view complaints about the safety of products. On to news out of Japan now. The impact of the huge earthquake and tsunami could be felt in this market as memory chip prices surge yesterday. Japan is home to many memory chip makers, and the effect of roiled markets could shake up pricing on USB sticks and other electronic memory products sold in the ad specialty industry. And finally, make sure to check out the newest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what are you showing off today?
Andy, we are covering another category in the Counselor Product Design Awards today. It's meeting products.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Meeting products. Everybody should check out that video and then go vote in the Counselor Product Design Awards.
Absolutely.
At www.asicentral.com/productdesign. You can find the ballot in 14 categories there, so please go do that and check out the Joe Show. All right, we're ready to take your calls now on how you can get your employees involved in your company's profitability efforts. We have a couple of callers on the line, but if you have any questions for us, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. All right, first, we have Erica on line two. Erica, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's your question for the host?
Well, I have my own home-based distributorship, and I work with one person, and they handle all the artwork. So I'm wondering how I could get some help with the back office stuff and get it without paying a fortune for it.
Hire some part-time help.
Well, I would say to look at people like college students mm-hmm. who are going to need work over the summer, and also people who are recently retired who may not want to, you know, they still want to keep their hand in business and still want to, you know, remain active. I think they're two good groups.
That's a great idea. I hadn't thought of retirees.
Yeah, I think like Kathy said, the college students and Michelle said I'm ignoring Michelle. They're pointing at me today. It's all because of her biting remarks about New York City. But the point about college students is great. They're certainly right now looking for work. I know we were even interviewing interns this week, right, Michelle?
Yes.
So now's a great time to be looking for certainly summer interns. But local colleges will hook you up with people sort of all year round. So that could be a great place to start.
And like Michelle said, the recently retired people, I mean, there's bookkeepers and stuff that already know how to do all this. These tasks, so I think they would be a really good bet.
All right, Erica, hopefully that gives you some ideas. Hang on the line so Vinny can get your information.
Thanks.
All right, on line three, we have one of our favorite callers, Stanley. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. What's your question or comment for us today?
My comment was one of the things that I've always done to increase the bottom line is try to treat the person that runs the office somewhat like a salesperson, so I would give that person incentive, give them actually, you know, they're getting their salary no matter what, but now we give, you know, give them a percentage, a small commission on orders, a productivity commission, which would give them an incentive to help out. And then also, it was always important to me to make sure that they had fun, that we gave them, you know, quarterly bonuses and quarterly just little things, you know, recognition and little things that made them want to work harder.
So, Stanley, what kind of measurements are you putting in place to give them those incentives? Like you said, order fulfillment, is that doing them in a certain amount of time, or is it just
quality?
Doing a certain amount, quantity or quality?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was based on, you know, one of the most expensive things to do is to have to rehire people. Like I never went for the temporary people because there's a lot of training that is involved in our business and in running an office and knowing the codes and all that. So I tried to find people that were looking for not necessarily a lifetime career, but a career job, a job that they wanted to have for a couple of years, and always encouraging them to, if it was, you know, college student, continue their education, knowing I was going to have to replace that person. But while they were with us, you know, give them incentive. So the incentive was based on the salespeople. You know,
so it's pretty clear that the reason why you're giving the incentive is to improve retention. We just wanted to know, how do you measure it?
I think the only way to measure an office staff person's productivity is just based on orders in, orders out. They're not going to increase the sales of the salespeople, but they certainly can increase the efficiency of the office. An order should be typed up that day and should be, you know, got into the system. It should be on the board. So measuring is kind of like a daily thing, I would
Perfect.
Think.
All right, Stanley. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for the advice this morning. All right, on line one, we have another question coming in from Peter. Peter, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. I run a fairly small business, 5 employees, 3 guys in sales, a graphic designer, and a support person. And, you know, like everybody, I'm just trying to find a way I could use all that staff to their fullest potential. And I'm wondering if you could give me any advice.
I think it would be good if you give them incentives or a little bonus if they bring in business due to word of mouth. You know, maybe some of their friends or family have promotional needs that your company could help with. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe a bonus or a gift or a prize if anybody comes up with a cost-saving measure that could save your company money or help with efficiencies.
And these people are customer service people as well, is that right? Is that what you said?
One support person.
Yeah, a graphic designer and a multitasker, if you will. We have a person who just does a little bit of everything, a support person.
Well, I'm just wondering that if they're on the phone, if they could ask for some type of referral. You know, not whether it's, you know, not necessarily get to business, but just to get another person that might be able to use the services that you could follow up with, too.
Okay. Yeah, and I think you just need to make sure that all those people are, you know, fully productive at all times. You know, if you have that staff and you're wondering if, if you're using them in the right way, like we were getting at with the previous caller, you have to put some measurements in place to make sure that they're actually being as productive as they can be. So yeah, that's something to do.
I would cross-train everyone, too, because you never know. If someone's out for an extended illness, who's going to fill in that position? So if someone has some insight and idea how to do someone else's job, you got that cross-train.
Good point, Joe, especially when you have a small office like that.
Absolutely. You know, weather can affect people. You know, if it snows, you can't get in. You know, there's a lot of things that can affect it. Vacations, people have to go on their vacations. Mm-hmm. So who's going to pick up the slack there? And with a small office, you know, you have smaller staff. You got to make sure someone else can do what Andy does.
I think it's really good, too, what we do here at ASI. If for larger companies, when you're looking for people to hire, pay, you know, kind of a finder's fee to different staff people, because the thought behind that being, you know, the people that work for you already know good people as well.
Right.
So to make it easy.
Yeah, right. Good people know other good people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, Peter, hopefully that gives you some ideas on improving the profitability of your business. Hang on the line so Vinny can get your information. All right, we have another call coming in from Joe on line two. Not our Joe, a different Joe. Joe, how are you today?
Scared.
Oh, pretty good.
What's your question for the host?
Well, one, you covered some of with the cross-training there. But one thing that I did when bringing new people in to do cold calls and actually sending out emails for me is I had a few accounts I have a really good relationship with, and I took them out actually on sale so they could physically be there while I'm talking to people and get a feel of just kind of different reaction, because sometimes you can't get that on telephone, and when you call someone, a lot of times it's a big turnoff when they with some of the cold calls. So it kind of gave them a feel of, you know, on the telephone of actually how to handle someone.
Yeah, that's great to see on a real-life call that they can see it. I think that people learn a lot from seeing other people that are well-trained and, you know, good at their jobs, how to do it. That's a brilliant idea.
Absolutely. All right, Joe. Well, thanks for giving us a ring and giving us some thoughts this morning.
All right. Thank you.
All right, but now we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsor, I Promote You. But when we get back, we'll give a little preview of the ASI New York show.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the Tuesday morning show, where we're taking your calls on getting employees to get involved in company profitability. If you have questions on that or any other topics, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. All right, a few of us will be at the ASI show in New York next week. Joe, you'll be there. Rich,
I will.
You will be there as well.
Yeah.
Joe, what are you teaching on Education Day?
I'm having a panel discussion with suppliers and distributors on how distributors can use suppliers more as partners rather than just a vendor to help increase their sales. We've done it in Orlando and Dallas, and I think that people in the audience, people coming to that session, are learning a lot, that a lot of suppliers can offer marketing services, are willing to go on sales calls with you, are willing to build promotions for your clients, not just sell you a coffee mug. And I think that some people don't know that exists out there. So for the suppliers, they're getting that word out to the distributors, and the distributors are finding out that it's easy to contact a supplier and use them as a partner. One of the things that came up at both sessions, two different locations, was people like to deal with the same customer service rep. So if I call up to this company, I want to deal with Andy because Andy handled me pretty good, and I like Andy, and we had a good little, you know, relationship there. So I want to work with Andy again, and they don't think that they can call up and ask for that person. And everyone says, you work with whoever you want to work with, and, you know, call up if you want Andy, ask to speak with Andy. So I think you'll learn a lot of good things at this panel discussion.
Great. Yeah, Education Day in New York at the Javits Center is on Tuesday, March 22nd. The show goes through Wednesday and Thursday.
And you're
March
moderating
24th.
The lunch panel?
I am doing a lunch panel, which is on case studies, showing exactly how versatile distributors can be with their clients. So it's case studies of how distributors have run various campaigns for different clients and how they go about selling those campaigns and the research that goes into it. And I did that lunch in Orlando as well. It goes a long way towards showing the distributors in the audience the real capabilities that they can have, not just the, you know, the commodity product pushers that they can be sometimes, but actually going deep in with clients and coming up with campaigns.
And that's part of the whole distributor success track.
That is part of the day-long distributor success track on Tuesday at the Javits Center. So definitely join us there. Rich, what else are you looking forward to at ASI New York?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the people that come, because I love to kind of walk around the show floor and say hi to people. And then we're doing some focus groups too and talk to people about our products and a lot of stuff.
Cool. How about the Swanky
Affair? The 40-40.
Yeah.
The 40-40 Club.
Yeah, we're
going to
be hitting
there.
Up Jay-Z's club on, what's that, Wednesday
and
night.
And Andy will be showing everybody his best hip-hop moves.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I will.
If you have a camera, maybe you could show us
I'll
some
show
now.
Something, but I don't know, if it's going to be that.
There is ample opportunity for socializing and networking at New York.
We have the industry's biggest speed networking event, which is taking place on Thursday morning of March 24th. So if you're coming to the show, definitely check that out. That is a very cool speed networking event where you can meet 10 to 20 people within the span of less than an hour. So
that's a
great place to do
it. On Wednesday, we have the ASI Canada reception. There's also the Family Business reception and the Welcome to New York reception. So after a busy day on the show floor, it's the time to relax, enjoy each other's company, and do a little networking.
Welcome to New York. Do we say it like that? Like, welcome to New York.
Yeah, welcome to New York. Forget about it.
We'll all put on our best New York accents, at least for a few days. All right, so come see us there. You can check it out at asishow.com, and you can find us in New York next week, Tuesday to Thursday, March 22nd to 24th. All right, Michelle.
Yes.
The top business investments to make right now.
Yep.
I know that a lot of companies are actually sitting on some cash, wondering where they should put it.
They are.
So you have some advice on where they can go.
I do. I have a list of 10 here. We're not going to go through all 10. We'll put them on our website at asicentral.com/radio. As you said, companies are doing better. The economy is better. They have more money to spend. So here are just a couple things that you can invest in right now. Publicity, number one. Publicity and marketing. Create a blog, reach out to the business press and the local press, consider advertisements and marketing campaigns, self-promotion campaigns, Facebook ads, anything you can do to boost your brand recognition and boost your presence amongst competitors, now's the time to do it. So really make a concerted effort to do that. Customer research. I know we here at one point used SurveyMonkey, which is an online surveying tool, and it's a great way to really reach out to your clients and find out what they want from you, what they're hoping for their promotions, what their marketing goals are. So take some time and do that. I have even used SurveyMonkey, and if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Any monkey can do it.
Any monkey can do it.
Well, that's important because things change. I mean, customers' wants and needs are going to change. And so,
yeah, if you think you really know what your customers think, then you really don't. That when you think you know everything that they think, that's time definitely to start asking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think that's a great point, and I know that many distributors don't do enough surveying of their clients just to find out what they're looking for over the next 6 to 12 months, but also on the back end, survey customers after orders have been fulfilled, find out how everything went.
Absolutely.
Make sure that they're satisfied with the service you provided or with the items that they received. You can't know, they won't necessarily give you feedback
if talking to the customer and you ask them, so did everything go okay? Right. Don't answer the question before they answer it ask them an open-ended question.
Right.
How could we do better?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Michelle.
Next, better bookkeeping, which is something we were talking about. One of the callers asked about. For a nominal amount of money, you can get a freelance bookkeeper in or invest in some accounting software, which will save you money in the long run. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about is something that I've never heard before, but maybe Rich has, something called scope creep.
I have heard of that.
Maybe can you explain it?
Yeah, that's when somebody says that I want to build a system that basically adds numbers together. And then you say, it would be nice to have the numbers, but also it'd be nice to have something to open the windows when I wanted it to. And then on top of that, it would be nice to have something to control the air conditioning. And then also, bought my groceries for me. And so the scope creep, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And before you know it, you have a system that costs $1 million.
Uh-huh. And you've totally lost control of the project and what you really want it to do.
Right. Okay.
So that's something that you could reel in right now, really focus on, hone what you want and just focus on that.
So when you make investments, actually know what the goal is for that investment. That's the message there. Very good. Thank you, Michelle. All right. Well, one thing that many people are putting their efforts into is figuring out ways to turn customers, their current clients, into repeat buyers. So, Kathy, we have some advice on how they can do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're not selling your products online, now's the time to start. Obviously, everybody needs a web presence. And compile an email database of your customers, but realize that technology is not going to sell your inventory alone. It's all based on personal relationships still. And if you compile an email database and use it to establish a line of communication, you're 3/4 of the way to making a sale, but you have to personalize your email pitches to each customer. And Michelle was mentioning blogs, and experts recommend if you're trying to attract a certain demographic, go to blogs that cater to that demographic and pitch your products there too. Start up a communication with those kind of clients. And keep a card on every person you've sold to and write down what they like, their family information, anything you can think of. Then you could go back to that. And when you have an upcoming event or upcoming product launch or something like that that pertains to their likes or their family interests, you can contact them personally. And another really good idea, I think, is find ways to get exposure by doing something unique, like hosting a charity event in your company. This gets people involved in on your premises, and they could see what you do, but you're not making it all about buying.
I think that's important. I think that that distributors could also go a long way towards engaging their clients deeper in just by asking questions. Like Rich, you were talking about, you know, not just leading them to what the latest campaign is, but what their overall goals are, you know, and creating loyalty by getting into conversations.
Right. And I think truly listening, when somebody says, yeah, everything was okay, that means it wasn't.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that, but if you say, oh, sure, fine, and then go on, then you missed an opportunity to really learn what you might actually find. There's a much bigger order there that you could uncover saying what, because they might have a problem. They might have a problem with another vendor that you could get some business there.
Right.
Yeah, those open-ended questions are great, not just even with current clients, but also with prospects, anybody you meet at a networking event. You know, really listening, like you said, and finding out what their goals are is the key to opening doors for yourself. All right, Michelle. Well,
yes.
Consumer product trends often translate into things that we see in the ad specialties world.
They
so
do.
So what's trending now?
There are quite a few of them. Again, I'm going to focus on two, but we'll put the rest on our website. One is, do you guys know that Orville Redenbacher has a new microwavable popcorn that pops out into its own bag, into its own bowl?
Yep.
Wait, it comes with
that.
A bowl?
No. The bag itself, when it pops out, pops into its own self-containing bowl. So you don't need to, you don't need to turn the popcorn over into a bowl. So what that says is that people love it. So people love products where it keeps things simple, it makes things easier for them, and it's cheap and
it's
inexpensive.
Functional.
And it's functional.
Yeah.
So the way that can translate into this industry is products that multitask and maybe do their intended purpose, but do something else as well. And the thing that kind of leapt to my mind is the, you know, writing instruments that also have the antibacterial spray on the end, that you could use that as well. The high performance shirts that, in addition to being, you know, functional and you can wear them, also have like an anti-wick and antibacterial property to them. So anything that makes people's lives easier, is inexpensive, and simple for them, you know, really hits home. Also, the lure of luxe. Suave right now has shampoo out that they say is comparable to salon style products, and they've done blind testing, and it's true that they say, you know, that the hairstylists prefer Suave. So the way that that would translate into this industry is to look at products that really have a high perceived value or have a high-end look, kind of like a haute couture look. There are some suppliers in the industry that have computer bags and bags right now that really kind of look like Kate Spade-esque bags. So that would really be a way to kind of entice consumers.
Right.
And I know you particularly like that trend.
I do like that trend. That hits home with me.
I use Pert and go to a barber, so.
So we're not talking to you about this.
We are not.
The multi-product things, though.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Who uses Pert? What do you drink, Sanka, too?
Nescafe.
Me and Craig just use razor blades. Okay. All right. We have a caller that's actually following up on a comment that Kathy was making about keeping a database on clients. And, Bob, you wanted to add a comment on that. So, Bob, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
What's your question or comment?
Well, I agree with her comment just a moment ago about keeping some information on your client base. I use a program called ACT, and it's amazing. If Mr. Big says, call me back at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, and I'll place this order, and I just have to check with the controller to make sure my budget is there. And you call him back at 2 o'clock on Tuesday and say, hi, Joe. I just thought I'd call back as promised. Did you talk to the controller? Have you got the budget? Are we ready to go? It floors them. And if you can ask them about their kitty, their puppy, they're recently becoming a grandparent, you know, it's all about them. And I've used it for years, and people just are blown away that I can remember all these details.
You have an amazing memory there with your act.
It's just an act.
Exactly.
Oh, he's got his act together.
Very nice. All right, Bob. Well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information.
Thanks.
Certainly, Bob makes a good point there on information being power when it comes to servicing clients and, you know, selling deeper within clients.
You
the
know,
more information
in
you
any
have.
Industry or any business, not just sales, if you have a more personal relationship with your clients, you know, the better off you are.
All right. Ask Michelle about her cats. And it's blah, 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 blah.
Look how cute they are. Yeah. And smart.
All right. Well, Michelle was talking about product trends. Now, Joe, we're going to turn to you for the latest trend in marketing.
Right. And
what is it?
No guesses? No guesses?
Retro.
I know the answer.
Retro.
Retro. It's nostalgia. Retro. And I think there's something that comes up is very cyclical. I think people like to have their little memories and reminiscences. But what's interesting about this, it's being utilized by the food industry. Pepsi is launching retro cans, the same cans that Cindy Crawford drank in those commercials back from the 80s. And they have a Mountain Dew can with a Mountain Dew box that is reminiscent of the logo that they used back in the 60s. So it hits two markets. It hits old folks, like Michelle and I, because we remember these things. And
we left us out.
We have recall. And, you
dragging
know,
Michelle
it,
down
it
with
takes
you.
Us back to a easier
I
time.
Remember when. The Coca-Cola can. You didn't have to have it. It was hard. It wasn't easy.
I want an RC Cola.
An old New Yorker has joined us.
And it also is very popular with like Generation X and younger people because they think it's pretty cool to look at this stuff, these retro designs. Also, Nike's coming out with a version of a 1998 Air Jordan, which is very popular. It came out the All-Star Game. And there was also baseball. There's a company that's producing Major League Baseball uniforms, and that's 47 brand. And it's all retro gear. So people like the way that the retro looks. They're buying into it. It targets two markets. So it's the same thing you can do with your promotional products with your clients' campaigns. Maybe you have a retro feel to the marketing campaign, but use a modern product.
Especially with, like, glassware. I remember Rich and I saw a lot of that at the PSI show in Dusseldorf. I think it's because of a lot of the Mad Men thing, too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the glassware looks like my grandparents had, like, old highball glasses and things
love
like that.
Love those.
Yeah.
All right.
Andy loves old highballs.
Think retro. Enough out of you, Kathy. All right. Now it's time for our favorite things. Kathy, since you piped up there, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, all right. My favorite thing this week is the Running Man pedometer. And it's a pedometer from Ariel Premium Supply, ASI 36730. But it looks like a running man. It's really cute. And you can see it online because Vinny's going to put it up there. And it's also patent pending. So there you go. It's very unique and one of a kind.
Very nice. All right, Michelle.
Mine is from our gal pals at Footsie Rolls. They have a new line, Footsie Rolls Luxe. And one of the products is faux snakeskin.
Cool.
So little black Footsie Rolls that'll be on our website. And their ASI number is 54915. And it's FootsieRollsLux.com.
I like
very
that.
Cool. All right, Joe.
All right, mine actually comes from the meeting product category for the Counselor Design Awards.
All right.
And I like it. It looks like a postcard. Okay, on the back. In front, it's got a nice image. When you open it up, it's an invitation for an event, and it could be used for trade shows or a meeting. And you have a map here. This is for Las Vegas. So people who get this in the mail, they have a map of Las Vegas, the strip, where the restaurants are, where the casinos are. It can work for any city in New York. You can actually use it for Chicago. Because when people come to these things, especially in the summer, a lot of them are coming with their families, their husbands, their wives, their kids and stuff. They're doing a little vacation. This would be a great way to announce the event and give them something that when they get to that destination, they can pop it open. They say, okay, we want to go to this museum over here, and then there's a restaurant right around the
Who's
corner.
It from?
We can eat dinner. This is from, thank you, Kathy. Rushing me along. It's from
here we go, Jeff.
Pop Out Products, ASI 68650.
All right, cool. And mine today comes from Pingline, which is ASI 78137, and it is a antibacterial keyboard film. So think of those places like internet cafes or libraries or school districts that have communal keyboards and computers. these are great for them. They can be logoed, and companies in the local area can expand their brand. All right. So we have just enough time for a Joe rant. Joe, what do you have
for
today?
I need a lot of time for this.
Give us 30 seconds, Joe.
Let me tell you, I bought a tie the other day. I bought a tie. How long does it take to buy a tie? 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes to be scanned, packaged. Oh, okay. Yeah, it does take some time.
I thought you meant to take a pick to pick
to
out
look
a
at a lot of
no, no, no. To actually do the purchasing. I stood in line. People, you know, in the blind moves, people get behind
I
you.
I have a feeling it took too long.
Yeah, it did. Because once I got to the counter, someone sidles up to the side of the counter, someone who's more important than 100 other people shopping at Macy's that day, and, you know, just had one question, question. Let me ask you one quick question. And 5 minutes later, she's still talking and talking and talking, and then she wanted her product. Well, can you scan this? Because she didn't know how to do the math of taking 25% off of a $20 product. And it's like, you know, we all stood in line. You know, what makes
you
so...
Who are
you
looking back at? There's nobody with you.
There's people with me. What makes that person so special that they get to, you know, buck the rules of society and wait their turn? Nope, they got to go right up to the front of the line because they only had one quick question.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, on that note, unfortunately, we are out of time for today. Joe is still online, but we will be heading to the ASI New York show next week. Join us on Tuesday for a live report from the show. Everybody have a great week.